This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Let's have a conversation on the topics of the day. Business, politics, community, headlines, and more. And what is the impact for Florida and here in Tampa Bay? What do you want to talk about? Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
This is going to be a good show, Pat. I can feel it.
Well, you have a lot of good shows.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. But the reason I feel it is because I'm overloaded with information. It's going to be a busy day. Now, we're starting off with an interview. In just a minute, I'll be introducing you to Derek Watford, who is a High Point gamer. We're going to be talking esports and the value in video games. And yes, there is value if your children go to college for video games. And I'm not just talking as a designer or a coder, but as a player. And that there's a market for it for everyone else here in the Bay Area. We'll get to that with Derek in just a bit. Just want to give a couple of headlines here for today. I've been watching a lot of Trump's press conference yesterday, reading up on what's going on following the whistleblower report being released and all of that. So we're gonna get caught up on some of that. We spent a lot of the show yesterday going over the transcripts of his phone call with the president of the Ukraine, President Zelensky. So we're going to follow up on that a little bit. We're also going to talk a little bit more about Greta Thunberg and the strike for climate and everything else that's been following, because I never really got yesterday into how adults were attacking a 16-year-old girl, and then those on the left were upset that those on the right were doing it, but those on the left were forgetting that they also did it to another 16-year-old not that long ago. So we're going to be addressing that. And we have Florida State University football tickets to give away for the game this weekend against NC State. Yes, and it's going to be simple. I'm just going to get at one point during the show, it'll be in the second hour today after 12, I'm going to give you the opportunity to call in. We'll take a random caller, and we'll just give the tickets away for this weekend. I just want to encourage you that if you try to win these tickets, it's because you're able to drive up to Tallahassee for the game on Saturday.
Not because you want to win them and sell them.
Well, I mean, they're yours. It's a prize, which I consider a gift, and I can't put conditions on it. But the whole point is go to the game and enjoy it. That's why we give these things away. And we're going to have tickets to each home game for the rest of the season. I've arranged that. We'll have a pair of tickets today and a pair of tickets tomorrow. And it's going to be great. So it's a 7:30 kickoff. Now, let's go ahead and get into our guest today to start the show. Since we're talking Florida State, we're talking being involved in playing. Sometimes that involves sitting on the couch, a gaming station at home. And as I was telling Derek before the show, I now have an understanding of why esports is such a is an exploding area in the marketplace and why there's value in it. Derek, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? This is
hey, well, I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
As you know, esports is a booming industry right now.
Right.
$2 billion industry.
Right. There's a lot of money in it. So
the value is, for those that don't know, esports is competitive video game play. So that's any game where it's me against you or my team against your team, and there can only
right.
be one winner, right?
Right. So it's if you see your kids and they got their headset on and they're talking to people on the other side of the planet, they're playing a game together, that's part of it. But then that's just home play. It actually becomes a competitive industry with large cash purses, prizes,
yes.
University opportunities, education, and then of course, as far as capitalism goes, there are opportunities to invest and be a part of this.
Right. So you have investment opportunities such as organizations into teams,
right?
Content creation, mm-hmm. Event production. Like, there's so many facets that participate within the industry that. It's not just about video game play. It's about the infrastructure right. that makes the video game play interesting and monetizable.
Right. Now, on this station, we actually carry a show that focuses on esports. And I'm going to throw out a couple of misunderstandings that I had as I started hearing these phrases popped around. Esports, I was thinking, okay, electronic sports gaming. No, it's anything gaming.
Right.
It's just, you know.
Anything competitive gaming.
Right. It's, don't be misled by the term esports. It just means electronic sports gaming of any kind, excuse me. Now, we carry Checkpoint XP, which features conversations about this world every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight. We got 2 hours. We're looking to expand into other areas. because we see here in Tampa, there is a burgeoning growth of interest in esports. So I misunderstood it in the beginning. I started getting into it, and I told Derek off the air what got me hooked on it was somebody told me, just watch God of War 4. Right? They've been putting it out. It's the fourth installment of the series. I didn't tell you this part. I went back and I watched 1, 2, and 3 as well. Then I got into other games like Far Cry. I started looking at Spider-Man. I've been picking up bits and pieces. I haven't gotten into things like Fortnite yet, though, which is a apparently that's like one of the leaders in e-gaming right now, esports.
So Fortnite is one of the popular ones amongst the younger demographic. The actual leaders as far as esports is like the Dotas or the League of Legends.
Okay, what does Dota stand for? D-O-T-A.
To be honest, I don't know.
Right, because everybody just calls it Dota. Yeah, yeah, so there is not an acronym. It's just what they call it. Man, I thought I was going to get it. I was looking. Yeah, what's Dota? I was looking up.
And
that.
The popularity in those games are driven because it has a large international market as well.
Okay, right. So, and that's the one of the great things about esports. There's no geographic boundary,
right?
Because you can play people all over the world as you're practicing. Now, what about the competitions? The events where people can come literally sit in stadium seating or, you know, the size of the quote-unquote arenas are getting bigger and bigger all the time where you have people watch. You got your award stage. You've got your gaming stages. You have the side ones as people whittle down through the brackets to get to the main stage. All this happening with big screen represent. I mean, it's a big deal. How do people get involved in something like that?
So a lot of those events from a larger scale is really based off of the top tier within that game and industry. Some lower tournaments have the ability to, I can pay to be in the tournament and battle my way up to the top and hopefully be number one. Or I'm already with a team where I'm sponsored. They're paying for my tournament and entry.
Right.
And those teams are usually the top ones.
And there was a young teenager recently, I think, that won $1 million prize.
$3 million in Fortnite.
$3 million it was?
$3 million.
And how old was that young?
I think he was 16.
16 years old, right? So moms, when you sit there and you yell at your kids for playing video games, he could win in a week more than you've made in your lifetime.
Right.
It's possible. It's the long shot. It's the dream.
I think many people don't understand there are a lot of communities or a lot of homes where the child is helping pay the mortgage month to month just off what he's making from streaming and video game playing.
Right, because then there are websites like Twitch and others where people will get on, they'll set times, and they have following fans that will watch them do it.
Donations.
When I watched God of War 4, I've watched it played by two different online players.
Okay.
One of them was Golden Gloves, I think. The other was the Rad Brad, you know. And I found out about these guys. Somebody sent me a link for the first one, stumbled onto the second. And I realized the second one of the guys was actually, it was from a year ago when the game came out. I think it was the game of the year in 2018.
Yes.
God of War. And he was doing it, I could tell he was doing it live on Twitch because he was doing longer form, but then he also posted it on YouTube, which is where I found it. Those guys are making bank off every view that they get, and people are smashing the like button. They are following and subscribing. They're doing Patreon.
Yeah.
For those of you not familiar with Patreon, if you are you're committing, say, $5 a month to support somebody who's doing online gaming, and some of these guys have hundreds and hundreds of people that are paying them to keep playing the games. And I started appreciating the personalities of the players as they were commenting as they played. So I totally have changed from my original position of, why would you watch somebody play a game when you could play it yourself, to, no, you're watching a story and you're developing friendships with these people as you go.
Right.
And other viewers.
I'm in the category of, I didn't understand watching other people play video games either. That wasn't my...
Right, it wasn't your thing.
Yeah. But it's a world.
It's a world. There are those out there that would appreciate that. And there is value to it. There's a way to connect with people around the world, and you start commenting on side channels, you start interacting with other people, socializing. It's really that just supports it all.
Right.
What else do you want to share with about the benefits of esports and what we can see happening maybe here in the Tampa Bay area?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So, like you said, Tampa isn't number one when it comes to best city for gamers.
It's not
like,
yet.
It's like 32
right
now. But I'm an advocate that this is a great area for. We have international airport. We have good baseball team, football team, hockey team.
Yeah, we have all beaches, the side stuff the that you want to go around. That we're a tour. We're a prime tourist destination anyway. So with the right backing, we can set something up and grow the esports, which means more tourism dollars, and you know, there's more people paying hotel taxes, going to your restaurants, and these are attracting large crowds. Something else that we saw happen recently is Full Sail University over in Orlando. They're probably ranked higher than us for e-game esports.
Orlando
right now
is ranked number 4.
Yeah, they're top 5.
Yes.
Who's and number 1?
Number 1 is Seattle.
Wow.
That kind of I guess so. The Tech, I guess. What else? What are some of the others?
When you're over
the
on the West Coast, you get way more support in the tech space. They were on esports way before the East Coast.
They got into it early. Somebody realized where it was going.
That was one of the first arenas was over there.
Right, and that's what I started to mention. Full Sail University, highly respected. Over in Orlando, they built an entire, they have their whole program around esports, not just, you know, building the games, designing the games, being a part of those tech teams, but also playing the games and being on teams and being competitive. Those are actual legitimate college courses that have careers for them. They built a full,
$6 million arena.
Yeah, multi-million dollar arena just for esports gaming. And we're talking with the stadium seating and the big screen to watch the big matches, the side ones, the award
production,
production value, all that. It looks almost overwhelming, and I found that a couple of months ago.
And that's a small one.
Right, but $6 million arena just to watch people play video games, not to mention all the technical aspects that go into it to broadcast those games, save them. When you start talking about you're teaching your kids all the social media that goes along with it, how to market themselves if they're going to be in e-gaming, there is a lot to this that then could also be carried over into other fields when you're learning the—
Because gaming is a bridge to technology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to quote Vin Diesel from Triple X.
Do it. Do it.
So something in effect. Come on, Dick. That's the only education we got. In reference, it wasn't a name calling. It was the name of the senator's first name was Dick.
Did esports create Twitch?
No.
Okay.
Because it helped it.
Yeah, it sure did help it.
It
helped it a lot.
Right. There's a lot more on Twitch, but that is a popular place for gamers to go ahead and they live stream their events so people can join in from all over the world to watch.
Yes. So that opportunity, because of technology, that really helped esports go to another level. There's always been competitions and tournaments going on, but it's been done at a grassroots level.
Right. We've heard about those and you know, whereas before it would be maybe in a conference room at a hotel, now we're actually getting...
Or in Jimmy's basement and everyone brought over a computer or their video game system and spent the night.
They would sit down with just like on the Big Bang Theory, all the guys... Yeah, LAN party. They're sitting around with their headsets on and their laptops and they're playing together and...
That was a real thing.
Exactly. It's not a joke for a sitcom. It actually was the way all this kind of grassroots effort began. And now it's a multi-million dollar industry.
Yes,
huge.
Indeed.
And it's only going to grow from here.
Only going to grow.
Yeah, look at where video games used to be and, you know, when we started making the transition from outside play to inside play. And our parents were like, okay, go outside and play. Well, now, the bridge to technology that you said, the immersive components of the games and how graphic they have gotten, how the storylines and plots of some of these are absolutely amazing.
Right.
They're pulling on and don't laugh at this. They're pulling on classical mythology and literature for storylines. A lot of the themes that a lot of us grew up on in books are now being transferred to this stage, and they're reaching whole new generations concepts.
Which makes perfect sense when you think of just generationally, the people that work at those jobs now that are in charge are from that culture.
Right. I remember watching one of the players who was like, I guess I should have read up on Norse mythology so I'd understand what they're talking about in the game. I don't get it. And the thing is, I grew up, that was some of the first stuff I read as a kid. I fell in love with Norse mythology before Greek and Roman. So I'm going, because the storylines, the characters, all of that from mythology transferred to the game perfectly, and they were creating new storylines with characters that I grew up with.
So you knew about it before the game, and on my side, playing the game educated me.
Right. I grew up with the book and made the right. transition to the video game, so I understood that better. So
and
I think
from the video game to the book.
I may have gotten more out of watching the game than you did
Probably
because
did.
I had the background for it. So they're really making an effort, and I'm really excited about what we may be able to do here in Tampa. I know there are a lot of people that are talking how they're going to start bringing events to this area. Is there anything you know of on the calendar coming up?
So in January 18th, I have a scholarship gaming tournament that I'll be holding at Curtis Hickson Park. That's open to 9th graders to 12th graders to come out and compete, and I'll be giving away a scholarship. I did that in Pinellas County for the high schools about a year ago where I did a scholarship gaming tournament.
I'd love to be able to help you promote that as we get closer to the event. So we'll talk and figure out how we can do that, and we'll have you on again to bring up what will that event entail at Curtis Hickson Park?
So it's part of a music festival that'll be going on at Curtis Hickson Park. So we'll be adding an esports component to that.
Okay.
And then January the 19th, I'll be doing a service member appreciation tournament because I'm also a disabled veteran. And I know how much video games played a part in mental health throughout being deployed.
I really should have started that, give them a little more background about you. But I just jumped right into the e-gaming. So tell us a little bit about yourself and the your service and how the video games helped you.
I'm a veteran, Army veteran, and back when I was enlisted, I didn't realize how much video games played a part. You get deployed and you spend your time out there patrolling, mm-hmm. and you come home at the end of the day and your whole platoon is sitting there cleaning guns and playing a video game. Now I realize that how much that video game allowed us to take our brains off of.
To turn them off what you've been seeing and
been
doing.
Stressed out all day.
Right, you get to switch gears and decompress a little bit. And then when you came back, did that still help with?
Actually, it is. That is my therapy, sitting and playing video games, because I'm a natural thinker. And so.
Right, and that's the thing. You can't discount video games because of, there's the hand-eye coordination, the way that things are moving. We've even seen, projections in movies of there won't be steering wheels in the future. Of course, there may not be drivers either.
Right.
But it's going to more like game controllers. And they're doing that, I guess you could make correlations to drones.
Yes.
And the emergent technology there and the careers that are going to be available with that. A lot of it similar to video game controlling.
Tampa PD, their actual bomb squad robots that they have are controlled by Xbox controllers.
Right. Exactly. So your kids are already learning the technology when they're playing them at home. Then there's the strategy aspect, the planning, the cooperation that's involved. A lot of the games that I've watched involve really intricate puzzles that you have to work out. And it can be very difficult to accomplish those. And I know a lot of guys will then edit their videos so that you don't see the 30 failures they had before they finally solved a puzzle because they kept having to die and respawn in these games. So there's a lot to it.
It is a lot.
There's so much that your kids can learn. So don't be so quick to judge or discount that they're wasting their time on video games.
No. I would say support your child if they have an interest in video games and put structure to it so that it isn't a waste of time.
Right. Well, yeah. You can earn so much. Maybe as a parent, you earn so much time on the game by, being involved in these. You got to make sure they still have person-to-person socialization, which is different from online socialization. Both, though, I think are key to our future moving forward. So thank you so much for coming. Is there anything else, last parting words about esports?
No, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Covered it a lot pretty well.
Yes.
I'd like to be able to call on you again once in a while.
We're friends now.
Good, because I know this is moving forward. I know there's going to be more opportunities for us to be involved from a business standpoint. And I know that our company is invested in spreading the word about esports and e-gaming. So this is emerging as a viable business and social opportunity and skill for kids. Actually, maybe I can. No, I don't know. I may be too old at 50 to pick it up and be able to compete at that level. That's something you have to start at.
I feel like you would have an awesome Twitch channel, though.
Maybe. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate having you in here today, Derek.
No problem. High Point Gamer, if anyone wants to learn more about me.
High Point Gamer, the website, highpointgamer.com. We'll be back.
On social media.
This is Tampa Bay Today on Money Talk 1010 AM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.